Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two people dead, overdose in South Wichita. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A head-on crash in Harvey County kills one with another injured. Details are coming up.
The shopping continues with Cyber Monday. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We have a chilly start to the morning in Wichita, a brief warm-up today, but turning much colder by tomorrow. Our complete forecast is coming up here in just a few minutes.
Police are investigating two apparent overdose deaths in South Wichita Sunday. Officers were dispatched to an encampment near the 2900 block of South Washington near the John Mack Bridge. 20-year-old Stevie Met, a female, and a 35-year-old male were pronounced dead on the scene. A 25-year-old male and a 41-year-old female were also located nearby, unresponsive and unconscious. They were taken to a local hospital in grave condition. The investigation is still in its preliminary stages. However, police believe this is a case of a fentanyl poisoning.
Firefighters battled a house fire last evening in the 200 block of South Euclid in southwest Wichita. First responders tweeting that heavy fire was visible from the back of the residence. Neighbors reported hearing explosions. A grill with a propane tank was found in the back. Power was knocked out in the area temporarily.
One person is dead after a Saturday evening crash in central Wichita. This happened on westbound Kellogg near Hydraulic after a single vehicle left the roadway and crashed. The victim's name has not been released.
There was a wrong-way crash in Harvey County. One person dead, another injured.
The accident happened just after midnight Sunday on southbound I-135, about a half mile south of U.S. 50 at milepost 29.3. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a vehicle driven by 45-year-old Jeremy Sagerty of Wichita was traveling northbound in the southbound lanes. He crashed head-on into another vehicle driven by 50-year-old Christian Walker of San Francisco, California. Sagerty died at the scene, while Walker suffered minor injuries. The KHP is investigating why Sagerty was driving the wrong way. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And a 16-year-old boy died in an ATV crash near Marion. That was Saturday night. A two-vehicle crash in Marion County Friday afternoon claimed the lives of three people.
Two people were extricated from a small plane early Monday in Maryland, several hours after they crashed into power lines, causing widespread outages in the surrounding county. Both men suffered serious injuries from the crash, and hypothermia was also an issue, and both men were taken to local trauma centers with non-life-threatening injuries.
More shopping deals today. It's Cyber Monday.
This year, retailers started their holiday sales, including online, as early as October, though Cyber Monday is when some companies offer deep discounts on electronics. Research firm Adobe Analytics says last year, consumers spent $10.7 billion on Cyber Monday, with toys, video games, and electronics among the top-selling categories. Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, says it's also a big day for scammers. scammers.
Look at your bills, look at your receipts, and make absolutely sure that everything you thought you bought, you actually bought.
Consumer Reports recommends you use apps to track prices and stick to a budget. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
President Biden is back on the road this week as Congress returns for a lame duck session.
A new semiconductor plant in Michigan will host President Biden this week as the administration touts progress from investments resulting from the CHIPS Act. That legislation included $53 billion for U.S. manufacturers to boost computer chip production. The president has visited semiconductor sites in Ohio and New York. Thursday, the president hosts the first state dinner of the Biden presidency in honor of visiting French President Emmanuel Macron. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
KU basketball action tonight up in Lawrence, and we'll preview that one a little bit coming up in sports.
The post office's favorite holiday tradition is back. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Six Arizona counties will decide today whether to certify 2022 election results. Some Republicans are pushing officials not to officially approve a vote count that had Democrats winning for U.S. Senate, governor, and other statewide races. Election results have largely been certified without issue in jurisdictions across the country. That has not been the case in Arizona.
As the investigation into the murders of four University of Idaho students continues, new evidence about the case is revealed. Fox's Dan Springer with more from Moscow, Idaho.
Moscow police continue to keep a very tight lid on information, probably actually a good sign that they are still making progress and able to chase down promising leads. If they get to a point where those leads dry up and everything is hitting a dead end, that's when they would release more of what they know in hopes that that will generate the tip that would break the case. Still, the lack of new information is tough on the families of the victims. The father of Kaylee Gonsalves was on Fox News with Lawrence Jones. He says he hired a private investigator and was told by the police not to release what the PI learned.
Students are being given the option to finish the semester online. For those who return, there will be a candlelight vigil on November 30th.
Recent deadly mass shootings have once again brought to the forefront questions on access to guns and how it can be regulated.
Tragedies in Virginia, Colorado, and other states have once again raised questions on who can get access to guns. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, says federal lawmakers must act.
We have universal background checks in Colorado. Some of our neighboring states don't even have background checks.
Republican Congressman James Comer, who may be the next House Oversight Committee chairman, says just passing more laws won't fix the issue.
We need to invest in more law enforcement, and again, we need to invest in mental health.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Congressman Comer says he hopes gun crime can be addressed while protecting Second Amendment rights. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The post office's favorite holiday tradition is back.
Santa is going to be busy once again thanks to the United States Postal Service as Operation Santa is back. Operation Santa allows kids from anywhere in the country to write a letter to Santa asking for a gift. Adoptees pick the letter they like the most on the Operation Santa website, package up a gift, and drop it off at the post office.
You'll never know the last name of the child, you'll never know their address, but you will know that you're making a difference in someone's life.
That's Rod Spurgeon with USPS, who says with economic issues like inflation, the service could be in more demand this year. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic so far this morning here in the Wichita area has been looking pretty good. Did see some slowdowns really start up, just some heavy traffic volumes eastbound on Kellogg, starting at about West Street, so watch out for slowdowns due to high volumes there. And northbound I-235, that ramp through the north construction going on to southbound I-135, and then over to eastbound K-96, that area running really slow right now just due to some road construction there and heavy traffic volumes. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear sky across South Central Kansas, it's going to be sunny and breezy today. Temperatures may reach 50 by noontime, 56 later on this afternoon. Clouds will move in tonight and not as cold. Our low 46. It'll be briefly warm up tomorrow before temperatures fall behind a strong cold front into the 30s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 29 degrees. We have a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, KNSS 811 on this Monday morning. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 49 degrees. Normal high for the date, 52. So we're pretty close to normal. On this date in 1952, Salina set their all-time record low for November when the mercury plunged to 5 below 0.
Thank you.
All right, it's Monday, and it's Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. It's become quite a big deal over the past few years. There are some bargains to be had. With us this morning to talk about it, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So what's the best deal? Have you come up with one or two? One or two of the actually I can't afford to miss out on?
The best deal is the one that saves you the most money and costs you very little to get. So something that has a big discount of free shipping. That's really what you want, right? That's the thing. That's where you make the purchase and you feel like a winner. But a lot of people have been buying things over the past few days, especially ever since Thursday. In fact, Americans have spent since Thursday more than $9 billion buying things.
Okay.
Over these past few days.
Wow.
That is amazing. The big question, of course, is why? I mean, we get, sales and sales and sales this weekend every year, and the economy is not so great. So why are people spending this money? And I would have to put a little guess into this and to say, well, now would be the time to make those big purchases because you're going to get better bang for your buck. You know, if it's time to get a new TV for the house, your TV's been on the fritz, now would be a good time.
Yeah.
If you need to get a new computer, now would be a good time. You're going to find discounts 30, 40, 50%, maybe even bigger. But also other things besides technology stuff. I mean, people are buying clothes. People are buying, things for their kids, things that they're going to need for the next year. More than just, simple toys or electronics. So people are taking advantage of the deals. The retailers are making the deals available because, they've been hurting too. It's Black Friday is called Black Friday because it puts the retailers in the black after being in the red all year. But more so than ever this year with the way the economy is.
We experienced with the appliances we bought last year, 2 years ago, washer and dryer, had to wait quite a while.
Yeah.
The pipeline was, we're having a problem with products coming through the pipeline, but that doesn't seem to be the case in most of the incidents you're talking about, most of the goods.
Well, yeah, I mean, the stock and supply has been okay. I mean, we still have some supply chain issues, but, one of the bigger things that could be, and this could also be driving some of the purchasing too, is we are on the verge of a freight rail strike in this country. In fact, both sides back at the White House today for more negotiations. Because if those rail workers go on strike, we won't have the domestic movement of goods. There's a lot of movement of goods that happens through, through trucking. But that's been curtailed a lot because of diesel prices and diesel fuel availability. And a lot of it also goes by train. But if those train workers walk off the job and those trains don't move, well, a lot of that freight doesn't move, and that leads to scarcity of goods and the rising of prices.
Well, it's interesting because those of us who've watched that story, there's some pretty generous offers on the table for those trained people, but they seem to not punch the right buttons. They want something else, and I understand Congress could probably stop a strike, but they're all going home for the holidays, right?
Right.
And they're not going to hang around.
So here we are.
All right. Well, now I'll tell you, my wife said something the other day because I don't buy anything. I don't buy anything on cyber, okay, or on the internet. My wife does. And the other day, after she has sent back about 3 out of 4 things she gets, she winds up packaging and sending back because it's not what you want. And I said, hey, why don't you stop doing that? We'll go to the store and get it. I'm old-fashioned. She's new-fashioned. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a divide with people with that stuff. But, you know, when you have a company like Amazon, for instance, that does free shipping, it becomes easy to do that. And especially, you know, Amazon, if you're returning something, you don't have to ship it back sometimes. In fact, they have a lot of drop-off options now, you know, either at Whole Foods, which, you know, is owned by Jeff Bezos now, they have a partnership with Kohl's where you can do Amazon drop-off. They have UPS now accepts Amazon returns for free. So, I mean, there's ways to do this with it costing little money to keep shipping things back and forth when you're buying something and you either don't like it, you want to get something else, or it's the wrong size or whatever the case may be, you know. So, it is so easy to shop online, and if you don't mind waiting 2 days to get the product, then it can be advantageous.
As a matter of fact, I think we went to Kohl's just the other day to return something to Amazon.
There you go.
Good information. All right. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about Cyber Monday. That's today. And I'm sure there are going to be millions of people.
Yeah,
on the internet,
you can always find some pretty good Cyber Monday type deals. However, one thing I will say, you should have probably already been starting. You could also see those already on Black Friday and the Thursday beforehand. Those sales have a tendency to last for about a week
or so.
They
go on.
Yeah.
Just in case you missed it. All right.
Real quick.
What you got?
Traffic update. Yeah. Looks like we have a traffic accident. It's on the south side of Kellogg. It's Kellogg Drive and Woodlawn, and one of the vehicles might have even rolled over in that traffic accident. So plenty of crews on the scene.
Okay, yeah.
And might want to avoid exiting there. Again, that's Kellogg eastbound Woodlawn.
All right, 8:18 now. Steve with Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for sports with Ted Woodward and the Kansas City Chiefs playing football last night and yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, the Chiefs up at Arrowhead Stadium hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Of course, Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs radio crew had the live call of the game right here on your Wichita radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. As you would expect, a hookup between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce might take place some point during the game.
Mahomes in the shotgun at the left hash mark. In motion, Jody Fortson right to left. Fake handoff to Pacheco. Backing up further is Mahomes. Guns it over the middle. Caught. 20-yard line. In the 15-yard line. Angling near side with the block. 10-5. Kelce stretches out for the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. 39-yard touchdown. Deep middle. And a great run after the catch by the best tight end in National Football League history.
All right, the Chiefs in the end zone. They would only score two touchdowns on the day. Four field goals added to that. Chiefs probably left some points on the field, but certainly well enough to beat the not very powerful Los Angeles Rams. 26-10 was the final score. The Chiefs get the win.
But the clock's going to wind down, and that's going to be it. And the Kansas City Chiefs have beaten the Los Angeles Rams by a score of 26-10. And for the Chiefs, a 15th straight win over an NFC team, but most importantly, the most important part of this game, Patrick Mahomes gets his 59th victory in his first 75 games. That is an all-time National Football League record for the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, 59-15. He gets it done in his 74th game. And think about all the quarterbacks have played in this league. Patrick Mahomes, the best with 59 wins in his first 75 games. 26-10, the Chiefs are the victors.
How about that? 26-10 was the final score, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says the Rams were playing pretty hard on defense.
They did a good job. We're not playing a JV team. That defense is one top 10 defense. So, I mean, you know, it's not like they're no good. So they did a nice job against us. And, that's all part of it. But in between red zones there, we sure moved the ball well. But a lot of good things happened there.
Chiefs are on a 5-game winning streak. They are still atop the conference. Another NFL action yesterday, the Los Angeles Chargers in second place in the division behind the Chiefs. The Chargers on the road in Arizona taking on the Cardinals. The Chargers scored a late touchdown with 18 seconds to go to be down by one. They would go for 2 points on the conversion and the win. The action on Fox.
Palmer and Carter to the left. Eckler in the backfield. Trying for two. Got it! They've got the lead! It's the tight end, Gerald Everett!
Gerald Everett from Hutchinson Community College with that game-winning two-point conversion. The Chargers beat the Cardinals 25-24. But the Chargers are still on the outside looking in the conference, in the number 9 spot in the AFC. And we will be checking into basketball action and talk tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We start out with back-to-back coaches shows. Shocker women's basketball coach Keitha Adams at 5 o'clock. Shocker men's basketball coach Isaac Brown at 6 o'clock. And then after that, it's time for KU basketball. Third-ranked Kansas hosting Texas Southern in Lawrence tonight. FanDuel has KU as a 22.5-point favorite in this one. 7 o'clock, that one. KU Texas Southern on KFH tonight. And a little college football note for you. 110 years ago on this day, we had college football right here in Wichita as Fairmount defeated Friends 22-0 on Thanksgiving Day. A revival of a Thanksgiving Day tradition that was not played for 5 years when Friends dropped football. But Friends brought back football. They brought back the Thanksgiving Day game, and the Shockers beat the Quakers 22-0 on Island Park, Ackerman Island.
Hey, how about that?
Downtown Wichita, yeah. In the river there. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. What Republicans can offer Americans. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning, 29 degrees. A two-vehicle crash in Marion County Friday afternoon claimed the lives of 3 people.
It happened just before 1:30 p.m. when a minivan traveling north on K-256 pulled out in front of a car traveling west on U.S. 56, just west of Marion. The car struck the minivan on the passenger side, and both vehicles came to rest in the north ditch. The crash killed the minivan's driver, 52-year-old Charlotte Cole of Mound Ridge, and a passenger, 19-year-old Jessica Schmidt from Fruitland, Idaho. The third fatality, 85-year-old Wanda Richmond of Marion, was a passenger in the westbound car. That car's driver, 36-year-old Rebecca Young from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, suffered a non-life-threatening injury. A second passenger, 58-year-old Ramona Richmond from Salina, was seriously injured. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A 16-year-old boy died in an ATV crash near Marion Saturday night. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Seth Mader of Hillsboro was driving the ATV 2 miles southeast of Marion. He failed to turn on a curve in the road and crashed, the ATV coming to rest in a ditch. KHP says Mader was not wearing a helmet. Authorities in southwest Kansas have a woman in custody and are searching for a 20-year-old man after their infant apparently suffered an overdose from being exposed to fentanyl.
The Finney County Sheriff's Office said 21-year-old Johanna Martinez was booked for 2 counts of aggravated child endangerment, marijuana distribution, fentanyl distribution, possession of THC, and drug paraphernalia. Carlos Rascon is also wanted in connection to the case. Deputies at EMS responded around 3 p.m. Tuesday to a residence on East Skyline Drive in Garden City. An infant was reportedly choking, unresponsive, and not breathing. Upon arrival, deputies found the infant on the floor, barely breathing. They also noticed drugs and drug paraphernalia in the home and the smell of burnt marijuana in the air. The infant was taken to a local hospital and has since been released. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Ukraine-Russia conflict continues, and though some parts of Ukraine have gained electrical power lost in the conflict, some have not. Fox's Jeff Paul reporting from Kyiv.
The city continues to sit in the dark despite officials saying that most folks who call this region home now have their power back. And a big part of the reason why is because they're trying to simply conserve as much energy as possible. That means turning off lights they think are unnecessary or telling folks to be prepared for some of these scheduled blackouts. And on top of all that, temperatures are just getting colder and colder throughout the Kyiv region. Several inches of rain fell as the temperatures hovered right around freezing and at some times dipping below freezing. Millions right now throughout Ukraine are dealing with not only the lack of basic utilities at times, but it's really starting to feel like winter.
Russia continued to shell the liberated city of Kherson, causing many residents there to leave. The man accused of opening fire inside a supermarket in Buffalo, New York earlier this year is expected to change his plea today.
Peyton Gendron was going to change his plea last week, but due to a heavy storm that impacted the Buffalo area, the court hearing was postponed. And today, Gendron is expected now to plead guilty. He's accused of 10 counts of murder, 10 counts of second-degree murder as a hate crime, 3 counts of attempted murder, and a state statute charging him with violating New York's domestic terrorism motivated by hate law. The penalty for the domestic terrorism charge is life in prison without the possibility of parole. Gendron not only live-streamed the attack at the time earlier this year, but his social media footprint revealed his racist ideology. He wrote that he wanted to target East Buffalo due to its large black population. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear sky, we have quiet weather here early on across Wichita and south central Kansas. A nice warm-up expected this afternoon with an increasing south wind, our high 56. Cloudy overnight, Charlo 46, then a strong cold front barrels through tomorrow afternoon, sending temperatures diving into the 20s by tomorrow night with a chance of light snow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now clear sky, 29 degrees, south wind at 8 miles per hour. 8:36 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Ted Woodward has entertainment news. We call it The Blur. Ted, take it away.
A multi-talented musician has passed.
Musician and actor Wilco Johnson has died after a battle with cancer. He was 75. His family taking to social media to say he passed at his home in southeast England. Born John Wilkinson, he was the guitarist with the British blues rock band Dr. Feelgood. Also appearing in the hit HBO drama series Game of Thrones as the silent executioner, Sir Ellen Payne. Johnson is survived by 2 sons and a grandson. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Grammy and Academy Award-winning singer and actress Irene Cara has died.
Irene Cara rose to fame acting in and singing the title song from the 1980 movie Fame. She went on to win an Academy Award for 1983's Flashdance, What a Feeling. From the movie Flashdance, her publicist Judith Moose announcing the death in a tweet saying, "This is the absolute worst part of being a publicist." Moose wrote Cara died at her home in Florida and that the cause was unknown and will be released when more information is available. She went on to write, quote, "She was a beautifully gifted soul whose legacy will live forever through her music and films. Funeral services and a public memorial are pending." Irene Cara was 63 years old. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
Comedian Sinbad, former Wichita resident, making progress in his road to recovery. He had a stroke 2 years ago.
The family of actor and comedian Sinbad taking to Instagram to share a photo of the 66-year-old learning to walk again, undergoing physical therapy 2 years after suffering a stroke, telling fans he appreciates all the love and support. A website documenting his recovery explains a blood clot traveled from his heart to his brain, triggering the stroke. A smaller clot forming a day later, adding after immediate surgery and months in the hospital, the prognosis was promising. In a statement, Sinbad says in part, "I am not done. I will not stop fighting until I can walk across the stage again." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here we are on the 28th of November.
It's November 28th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National French Toast Day. The perfect dish for breakfast or a brunch on the weekend, few things are as satisfying or filling as French toast. Everyone from home cooks to professional chefs can put their unique spin on making delicious French toast, from topping it with fruit or adding powdered sugar and syrup, or just a dollop of whipped cream. And French toast also makes the perfect breakfast in bed meal to give to all moms and dads. Also on this date, in 1919, American-born Lady Nancy Astor becomes the first woman elected into the British House of Commons. And in 1984, the man who founded Pennsylvania, William Penn, and his wife are made honorary citizens of the United States more than 250 years after their passing. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actor and comedian John Stewart, born in 1962. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Coming off the long holiday weekend, let's see how things did at the box office.
Feast and famine for Disney at the holiday weekend box office. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever taking the top spot for a third week.
Killing him will risk eternal war.
He's coming.
The superhero flick, with 64 million in ticket sales during the Wednesday through Sunday holiday period, but Disney's new animated adventure film had a disappointing debut.
Our entire world is in grave danger. I want you to come with me on an expedition.
I'm not my father. He was the explorer.
Strange World, selling just over $18.5 million worth of tickets after a $180 million production budget. It's one of the bigger bombs in the modern history of Disney Animation Studio. The war epic Devotion in third place with $9 million in ticket sales over the holiday weekend. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
There you go, Steve. The movie you went to. Third place on
third
the weekend.
Place, yeah.
Robert Irwin keeping his dad's legacy alive.
Robert Irwin releases Robert Irwin's Australia, a photography book celebrating his country and paying tribute to his late father, Steve Irwin. On sale on the Australia Zoo's website, it also features never-before-seen photos of Robert and his family, including a throwback photo of his dad showing him a professional camera for the first time. Robert telling People magazine, "My dad was a very, very passionate photographer," adding he was equally enthusiastic behind the lens as in front of it. Steve Irwin, known as the Crocodile Hunter, died in 2006 at the age of 44 after being stung by a stingray while filming a documentary series in the Great Barrier Reef. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Of course, Thanksgiving is all about the turkey, but we also had the top dog.
The Philadelphia Kennel Club hosted the 2022 National Dog Show. Hundreds of dogs competed, but only one could take home the top prize.
The National Dog Show Best in Show winner is the French Bulldog.
Oh, David, you were right.
Courtesy of NBC Sports, Winston the French Bulldog won Best in Show, taking the title from two-time defending champion Claire the Scottish Deerhound. Winston won the Best in Group prize for the non-sporting group. Earlier this year, he was named Reserve Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show. Taking home second place in the National Dog Show was Cooper, the English Toy Spaniel from the Toy Group. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Tis the season for good deeds.
Nicole Kidman bidding a whopping $100,000 during a Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS charity fundraiser over the weekend for a hat worn by Hugh Jackman during his run in The Music Man on Broadway. Jackman posting a clip of the moment on social media that shows himself on stage with co-star Nicholas Ward, asking the audience for bids when Nicole Kidman's voice can be heard offering the hefty sum. The audience erupts into cheers when Kidman approaches the stage with Kidman saying, "I love you, I love Broadway, and I love what they do, Broadway Cares." Jackman tweeting, "The generosity emanating from hashtag Nicole Kidman leaves me speechless." Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
25 years ago on this night on MTV, the series finale of Beavis and Butthead. They almost did 200 episodes of Beavis and Butthead during the original run. The final episode had them faking their deaths, as the administration at the school was very happy. Upon hearing that news, the TV finale of Beavis and Butthead was 25 years ago on this night. 60 years ago on this night on Broadway, opening night for the play Moby Dick. That's right,
it was a play
Moby Dick. Interesting names associated with it. It only ran for 2 weeks, so it wasn't a big hit. The script was written by Orson Welles.
Okay,
and one of the guys in the cast, the narrator, Rod Steiger. Interesting.
Wouldn't go.
It only
huh?
ran for a couple weeks. Moby Dick on Broadway opened 60 years ago tonight. 70 years ago on this night in Wichita, it came out in Wichita movie theaters, the movie Plymouth Adventure. story of The Crossing on the Mayflower by MGM. Spencer Tracy, Gene Tierney, Van Johnson. They told the story of the pilgrims crossing the Atlantic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it over the weekend.
I watched it a while back.
Yeah.
It's not super exciting. No, but anything with Gene Tierney in it.
And good. Spencer Tracy kind of grumbles his way through the whole thing.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting nonetheless. And the scene where they go through the storm in the Atlantic Ocean is pretty good stuff. 75 years ago on this day, Walt Disney released the cartoon Chip 'n Dale. Donald Duck's first encounter with the two chipmunks Chip 'n Dale when he unknowingly chops down their tree for firewood. This is the first appearance of the names of the two chipmunk characters, who had appeared a couple times before. They became a foil for several characters through the years. Chip 'n Dale, that came out 75 years ago today. And it came out 80 years ago today in Wichita movie theaters. The movie George Washington Slept Here. Jack Benny, Ann Sheridan, Charles Coburn, Percy Kilbride, and Wichita's own Hattie McDaniel.
Yep.
Yeah, in a That's a movie version of the hit Broadway play.
Yeah.
George Washington Slept Here.
Jack Benny.
Came out 80 years ago today. That's entertainment news in the blur with Steve and Ted.
All right, 8:46 now. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal on the way. Coke lands two of its executives on a mineral company's board. That story on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 8:50 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Chiefs 26, Rams 10.
Two.
Six people dead in holiday traffic in South Central Kansas.
One.
Cyber Monday sales expected to top $11 billion. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now, continue to watch out for a traffic accident. Eastbound Kellogg Drive right around Woodlawn. Continue to avoid the area. We also just now, never mind, I'm going to say something was popping up on which way, but apparently Apparently they're not making that. Okay, well, there we go. We do have a stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg, and it's right there at the ramp to I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 56 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 45. Tuesday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, again, 56 degrees. Now clear skies, south wind at 8 miles per hour and 29 degrees. Storms across the country led to thousands of flight cancellations and delays this holiday weekend. Fox Business's Cheryl Casson has details.
Thanksgiving weekend for flyers as thousands of flights were delayed Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday alone, 4,404 delayed, 67 canceled. On Sunday, 6,448 flights delayed with 177 canceled. The largest share of delays right here in New York City as rain fell in the area. Rainstorms sweeping across the Atlantic region, the main culprit, with a tough day for travelers in St. Louis and Atlanta in particular.
Holiday travel has nearly returned to pre-pandemic levels. Now, on Friday, a shortened session on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 153 points. The S&P was down 1, NASDAQ down 59. This morning, stocks looking at the Dow down 126 points. The S&P's off 21, and NASDAQ's down 28 points.
Let's get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. After more than 2 years of dealing with historic challenges tied to the COVID-19 pandemic, hits keep coming for Wichita area hospitals. Now, respiratory syncytial virus, which can be especially harmful to young children, and the increasing presence of influenza in Kansas, are additional viruses acute care hospitals are having to navigate while staffing issues have not gone away. Cheryl Beard, chief medical officer at Ascension Via Christi, said Via Christi's suctioning clinic in place during the pandemic helped its readiness for the earlier than normal RSV wave.
Koch Industries has placed two executives on the board of a Kansas-based mineral company following a large equity investment in September. The Koch Minerals and Trading Division of the Wichita-based conglomerate took a $252 million stake in Compass Minerals via a stock purchase that will be used to help finance the opening phase of a lithium project in Utah. Compass Minerals is headquartered in Overland Park. As part of the ongoing relationship with Koch, the company nominated John Chisholm and Shane Wagnon for the board of directors at Compass, and they were approved. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. All right, Ted, good to be back, I suppose, after nine sleeping mornings.
Yeah, look at you.
Nine
back
sleeping mornings
after
in a row.
9 days off.
That's, every now and then because of the, well, I like doing mornings. I don't know about you. I always liked working in the morning with nobody around.
I do too.
Except morning drive radio is so much fun, and it's a great time of the day to work, in my estimation. But every now and then you like to sleep in.
Not that there's a time when you need to recharge a little bit.
Sleep in.
Yeah.
Decorated the tree last night with my daughter at her house with the grandkids. Had a great evening there with some pizza that we got from Papa Murphy's, which is always good. Ooh, wow. Let's see what else. Devotion. I got to see Devotion with my son Scott and grandson Reese, a movie about Navy flyers during Korea, which is excellent. I recommend it. What else?
Very good.
Christmas cash at Taco Bell last Friday. In your neighborhood at Central and Edgemore, and for KFH, you gave Christmas cash where? Out west last Friday.
Central and Tyler last Friday.
And we're going to be doing some more of that coming up here in the weeks ahead. What it is just I give away $98 of cash to somebody through that drive-up window. Ted at KFH, what, 124?
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do is drive through there, and we're going to pick you, and you can have some Christmas cash from Taco Bell. Love doing that every year. Taco Bell. Great people to
do. Yeah, you're
that.
Doing another one on Friday.
That's right. Coming up here on the Glen Beck, protests in China over COVID lockdowns. They're going to be talking about that. Top of the hour news this morning at 9 o'clock. Shopping continues on Cyber Monday. Hey, thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glen Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted of the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high, 56 degrees. Right now, a temperature reading of 29.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.